Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'at Hotep. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we thank all of you for tuning in for this special edition of New Day. We've been bringing you special editions all week. We did two on Monday, Tuesday, and now again today on Thursday. And we anticipate doing another one tomorrow night and then our regular programming on Saturday. Saturday's show, of course, will be at 10:30 p.m., our regular time, Eastern Standard Time. And we're doing a special edition this week at 11. I want to just give you some brief updates on what's been going on. Of course, we're going in full force now with the coordination of the Mayor Women March reunion and getting ready, of course, to unveil our five-year direct action plan plus two. Last night, I had the opportunity to be in New York, in Brooklyn, as a matter of fact, to be more specific, and it was really, really wonderful. The family there of the United Africa Movement were just, you know, so, just beautiful, you know. They were very graceful and welcoming with open arms, and we had the most three-hour presentation that we provided for them, and we could have gone on longer, but, you know, you can't stay as if it would be all night. So it was a wonderful, wonderful gathering and a very good presentation, well-received. The presentation that I brought last night is one that we've been working on for a while now, and it's a part of the Male Women Movement operational kind of things that you're going to see us do in terms of how we're able to bring our movement forward and also how we're able to address some of the problems or some of the issues that we oftentimes talk about. We talk about many, many problems in our community, but oftentimes we do not talk about what the solutions are going to be or what it is that we think we can do to help to, if not eliminate, at least alleviate some of the things that we know are going on. Of course, here today, as with the Black Rose Defense League, we oftentimes, of course, bring information about the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls. We have ongoing reports that come in, and I can tell you it is just amazing. Today, we just received a report, actually, that's put out one of the groups or one of the agencies, rather, in Pennsylvania, put out a report regarding violence and abuse, particularly domestic violence and abuse in the state of Pennsylvania. So probably tomorrow night, we will give you some insight into what that report revealed. It goes into what, say, for example, some of the outcomes of domestic violence, meaning some of the things that have resulted as the part of specifically again domestic violence in the state of Pennsylvania. And one of the things that was pointed out is the rate of homelessness that has occurred in the state as a result of women being domestically violated. Or, you know, and when we say domestically, that usually means in the home or with a partner, a significant other, or things of that nature, someone that you pretty much know, that tends to go into the realm of domestic violence, someone that you have some form of relationship with. And so, you know, our position, of course, with the Black Women's Defense League is that we are addressing all types of violence, all types of violations. And, of course, this is also the language now that you find in the UN when you hear about this issue being addressed on an international level. Well, with that said, again, on October the 25th, as part of the Men Women March 16th year anniversary, we are planning to do a major rally in front of the Justice Department in Washington, D.C., and at that point we will charge genocide and demand that the federal government do a investigation into the practice of genocide, the administration of genocide, particularly during the 1950s and 60s as it pertains to women being sterilized, often without their knowledge of it. At this point, one of these states that initially recognized that this had been done and was prepared to move forward and try to make amends, or at least try to do something in addressing it, has now reneged, and that decision has been rescinded. So it looks for us to make certain that we don't allow them to get away with that, and we have no intention of allowing them to do that. And so on October the 25th, we will be in front of the Justice Department, again, demanding that there's a federal investigation into the issue of eugenics, and not just in the state of North Carolina, but nationwide. So that's one of the areas that we definitely need your support. We would like for various groups and organizations to, of course, send us your letters of support. We need your letters of support so that we can let others know that we, you know, we have allies, and we have other groups and organizations who, of course, want to represent and be seen and be known that they are concerned about this issue. So again, if you are a member of a, or an official of an organization or a group or what have you, please feel free to send us your letter of endorsement for the Rally for Justice. You can send that information or send your letter to the National MWM. I'll give you the email address first, nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. And you can also send it via a regular postal mail at National Real Woman March, P.O. Box 53668. Again, National Million Woman March or MWM, P.O. Box 53668. Philadelphia, PA 19105. We'll be giving out that information to you again later, and also, you know, proceed. Okay, let's see. The next topic we wanted to give you was, again, presentation last night. The topic was introducing the Ma'atik Epash. And the subtitle of that is Bringing Forward the Mother of Civilization, which is also meaning resurrecting the mother of civilization. Now, the Ma'atik Epash, again, is a element that is within the male woman movement. It is one of the doctrines that we are developing for our sisters so that we can kind of be as much on the same page as possible, and so that our objectives and mission is made a little clearer to those who may need to have that. Well, you know, I'm sure you are all familiar with the idea and concept of Ma'at, and what we tend to do at this point in time is to point out specifically the principles. And we know that there are several writings that are attributed to Ma'at, and including what some call the 42 negative confessions. But what we are going to specifically focus on are the principles of Ma'at. And some of the key principles of Ma'at are, of course, truth, justice, balance, harmony, and reciprocity. Those are some of the key elements of Ma'at, and these are a few that we are specifically going to be focusing on and embracing and utilizing them as tools. And now what we believe will be at least some form of a solution or some form of an antidote to addressing some of the problems in our community. You know, we have a lot going on, including envy, jealousy, just a whole bunch of nonsense that goes on within our community, not even to mention the types of insanity that is put in our community by way of the common enemy. figure out how we're going to do that, because obviously the way that we've been doing it is not working, because most of the problems that we've been talking about have in fact increased. So we want to apply now something that we feel is going to be able to help us at least reduce some of these problems, and I dare say Ma'arif Dipash is a part of that plan. Now, Dipash is a word. It's not a commonly used word, of course, but it is a word, and it is one that is relevant to designating a period in time. So essentially, when you talk about a Dipash, you're talking about a time period. You're talking about a time period that will be looked at in a way that is different from another time, such as about the Harlem Renaissance. You know, you refer that to a specific period in time, and it has some very key elements to it. Well, it's the same thing with the Ma'arif Dipash. It represents a specific period in time whereby certain types of things are occurring or being done or tends to be notable. And that is our intention, to take hold of a period in time and apply various things that we feel we need to apply. And so hence, as of 2012, we began unveiling that project, that program, and now we're prepared to bring it full force. And so that is, of course, the Ma'atik Dipash. Dipash meaning a period in time, an era, but certainly something that we have now designated as a gauge to bring about certain types of operations and certain types of processes that we feel, again, will lend to, if not actually make certain there is adequate change in our community and our being. You know, this is a very holistic thing that we're talking about here. It is to be applied to issues and problems, but also to be applied to our personal development and growth. And in the very near future, there will be available to you various types of pamphlets and booklets that will outline clearly how to go about in doing some of this, how what types of things you can do in terms of application to bring about some productivity in the various areas that we're talking about. So again, we look forward to bringing you more information about the Ma'arif Dipash, and also look forward to becoming more involved in the minimum level. Let's see. The next thing that we wanted to bring to your attention was the fact that we do have membership now available. And again, if you are a professional person, if you are an activist, if you are just a sister that wants to be involved or wants to support, we have memberships for all of that. If you want more information about a specific membership, and again, it covers the professional arena. So if you're a lawyer, if you are a psychologist, if you are a sociologist, we have special memberships just for you. If you are, again, an activist or an advocate of sort, and so forth, we have a membership for you. We also have business types of memberships. And so forth. So again, if you want more information about the listing of memberships that we now have available for you, please feel free to contact us via email at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Now on Saturday, we will have our website ready to go up. And or really should be up, and we should be ready to give you the website information when we do our radio program on Saturday evening. On Sunday, there is a new blog that will be online. It's not a radio blog, it's a written blog, and you'll be able to see the various articles as well as the postings and so forth that will be on that particular blog site. That blog site will be specifically dedicated to dealing again with the issue of violence and abuse. There again will be articles there. There will be various things that you will be able to do to help the promotion of healing. There'll be resource information there. And again, the ability to post ongoing information, be it events, articles, and so forth, that will allow you to better navigate through the process of healing, to be more informed, and so forth and so on. So again, on Sunday, we anticipate that that new blog site will be available to you, and on Saturday evening, we'll be able to give you more specific information about how you can access it. Also, I want to remind you that one of the membership campaigns that's now in effect is something that we call a Million in One, and a Million in One, the membership campaign for it is primarily support membership. It doesn't require you to do anything. All you need to do is send in from $1 to $1 million. That's a million in one. That's the membership that we now have put into effect in order to begin to raise the funds that we need to make certain that the reunion celebration that's coming up in October is, what we need for it to be, as well as it will help to lend support to some of the other projects and programs that we have now put in place. Again, if you need more information about that, you can give us send us an email at nationalmwmaol.com, or you can, again, send in your donation or whatever information you may have. You can send that in via snail mail. You can do that by sending it to National MWM, P.O. Box 5368, Philadelphia, PA 19105. Or again, you can wait for the website to go up, and there'll be a lot of information there for you as well. Okay, let me see. There should be one other topic we wanted to bring to your attention for tonight. I want to remind you that we did, as of last night, invite Brother Alton Maddox to be one of the speakers at the Justice for Rally. And also we invited Sister Tawana Brawley. For those of you who do not know, Sister Tawana Brawley is now, again, fighting another battle, this time to make certain that she's not caught up in a new judgment that came about that is now requiring that her paycheck is garnished in order to pay off one of the people who raped her, has alleged that, he was slandered. And now a judge has literally ruled that she has to compensate him. And so there's getting right to the court battle with that as well. We do anticipate Brother Alton Maddox to be coming on our show very soon to tell us more about that. We did talk to Sister Leota Maddox last night, and as soon as Brother Maddox is available, we're going to get him on. We're going to also get Sister Leota on as well, because we talked last night about the Freedom Retreat. And one of the things that we are committed to for the Freedom Retreat is that as we are organizing and developing, getting ready for the reunion, for the May Women March 316 reunion, we are asking that coordinators in each of the states make certain that they put into the planning process the availability or the possibility of sending a youth to the Freedom Camp this summer. So again, as we are proceeding to get ready for October, in the process of that, we are asking our coordinators to include in their planning process the sending of at least one student, of one youth, to the Freedom Retreat for this summer, and I believe that's for July. Okay, again, this is a special edition of New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation, and it's only a 30-minute segment. And with that said, we want to pay tribute to one of our sheroes. That was one of the things that we indicated we wanted to do this week, of course, and that is to make certain that some of the women that we needed to highlight during this Women's History Month. And the other thing we, of course, did a tribute to Mother Ida B. Wells, and as such launched the Ida B. Wells Initiative, whereby we're now ready to, again, help to develop some of the writers, especially in the field of journalism, especially those who are focusing on investigative writing or investigative reporting, and particularly those who are advocates of, police and government terrorism, those who fight against that. We welcome their input, because these are some of the things that Mother Ida B. Wells' representative stood for. And certainly she also fought against violence and abuse of our women and girls as well. So again, those areas are going to be developed further in the spirit of Mother Ida B. Wells, and we'll be telling you more about that very soon as well. But for tonight, again, before we close out, we want to pay tribute to none other than Sister Ella Baker. And, you know, for those who are not familiar with Sister Ella Baker, she was born on December 13, 1903 in Norfolk, Virginia. She developed a sense for social justice very early in her life, growing up in North Carolina. And, she was, in fact, the slave of a, although her grandmother was, in fact, a slave. And, she remembered these things very, very well, and as a result was, able to develop a keen sense of fighting and resisting and so forth. And so you will find that there are many of the older civil rights kind of folk who came up through the struggle. They certainly remember Mother Ella Baker. I think she was involved in the NAACP around beginning in the 1940s. And I believe she also held a position in the NAACP secretary. And so she participated, of course, in the Montgomery boycott in Alabama, and was the co-founder of an organization that fought against the Jim Crow laws in the South. So, you know, Mother Ella Baker was one of those people who was very stacked and was known for, saying things that was not very popular, especially for a woman to be saying. But again, she was very outspoken, and she involved herself in, several women's organizations, and also worked very diligently in developing what one might call Black economic power, okay? Very powerful woman, and we're going to be telling you more about Mother Ella Baker in the near future, because she is indeed one of the sister saints, and we will be not only acknowledging, but now what we call dealing with an installation. As the Men and Women Movement now brings forward its program and plans, we now have put certain things in place so that we can really proceed in a way that represents the development of a new society. And so we have selected 12 sisters who will become our 12 sister saints. And the sisterhood of the Men and Women March will be required every year to contribute to these 12 sister saints. Now, with that said, there's also a project in motion that will focus on acknowledging our 12 sister saints, and we'll be telling you more about that very soon as well, because that, too, will be unveiled in October. So as we proceed leading up to October, we'll be telling you more about the 12 sister saints. Of course, as I just indicated, Mother Ella Baker is one of the 12 sister saints, along with Mother Ida B. Wells. So there are 10 more that we'll be telling you about. But each one of these sisters will now, in fact, be sisters that we will, again, pay tribute to every year. And, do so in a manner that will make certain that their legacy, their history, their work will always be revered. All right, family, we have come down to our last few minutes, and again, we thank all of you for tuning into this segment of New Day Resurrection. Again, this is just one of our brief segments, and we'll be doing another one tomorrow evening, and then our regular programming will be on Saturday at 10:30 p.m. Standard Time, our regular time, and we will be taking calls on our Saturday call or our Saturday show. All right, so with that said, we're going to close out for tonight. And remember, we will meet you as we, of course, greeted you, and that is in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep. And remember, there can be no real peace, no real Hotep until there is Ma'at. And that, of course, means justice, but also truth, also balance, also harmony, and definitely reciprocity. And with reciprocity, sometimes with that comes retribution. We'll be telling you more about what that means for us as we proceed as well. But until next time, we bid you all much love, much respect as we move forward to obtain true power, prosperity, promote you to the Shenda. Together we shall win. Tutana.